still think there's lots of areas we could improve on. I felt as though 60 minutes we were very, very good for the first 60. And then perhaps we just allowed, well, obviously Bristol are going to chase, I'm not going to take credit away from them for doing that, but I just think we allowed the game to open up and be a little bit too much space on the pitch, which, as you know, we're good at stopping teams having space and closing the game up. But I was really pleased with our first half. We took a little bit of a gamble the way Bristol play, obviously a back three, two wing backs, so we pushed our wingers a little bit higher to cause them a problem. We pressed the ball a little bit higher than we normally would, and I felt we got our rewards for doing that, being a little bit braver first half, and as you say, some really good attacking play, some excellent goals, a disallowed goal that was a foot onside, possible chance of another penalty second half, although the first one, you know, you can argue whether that is. So it's a good afternoon work, again, after being away, international break, getting the likes of Spectre and Demarai Gray back just for Friday for 30 minutes. It was a bit of a gamble playing those two, but it paid off in the end.
Wasn't a single player in the squad not thrilled at the identity of the hat-trick scorer as well, because Clayton, selfless most of the time, today he took his chances terrifically.
Yeah, well, someone's just said to me then, you know, that's great after a tough start. But for me, he hasn't had a tough start. He's been part of a team that's unbeaten. We've won lots of games of football. He's had four assists. He's been integral to what we do. If he doesn't score and we win the game, brilliant. That's what he is. You know, that's the type of player he is. He's very unselfish. He'll work his socks off for the team, and he adds value even though even if he doesn't score. So the fact that he scores a hat-trick today, possibly could have been four, absolutely delighted for him. And you know that at some point he's going to do that. Actually, a little bit disappointed he took the penalty, in truth, because it was so early on in the game, and to take it and to score in it to be 3-0. I wanted Cadis, our regular penalty taker, to take it and just be a bit more professional, but as he scored, listen, I can't be too harsh on him.
And in terms of the creative role today, I mean, the through ball that John Terrell played for the second goal, again, we saw some real positives from him, didn't we?
Yeah, well, I think the first goal that Dimi does brilliantly 1v1 with Moore down the sides, and we try and exploit the fact that Moore and Baker haven't played a lot of first team football regularly. They're both excellent players, but Dimi gets a crossing. Dave Cottrell gets in a brilliant position back post and drops it back in for Clays to tap in. Second one, John Terrell picked it up, played an incisive pass between their defenders for Clays again to finish off really, really well. And the third one, John gets on that side of the pitch where if he can pick the ball up in those little pockets, it's great for him, because we know he wants to drift in on his left foot. So he does it all the time in training. He's a clinical finisher, but he's also a creator. We got a little bit of fortune with a penalty. I've seen some of them not given. But the fact is, he's in that position. He's very positive and he gets his just rewards.